If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir. How are you? You look good and thriving.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm not.
Well, that took a turn. I'm sorry that you're sick. But you know what? As a treat, I'm not going to make you talk the whole time. We're going to do an episode of besting everybody.
Oh,
besting
boy.
Ourselves. Everybody
besting each
besting.
Other.
And today we have Grace Edwards and Amy Aniobi, who co-host the podcast The Antidote, which is available everywhere on Wednesdays. So let's hop right into it. We're going to start with Grace. Wow, this is a segment that we call Besting Each Other. And we're going to ask Grace Edwards some questions about Amy. Okay. Yeah. Grace.
Yes.
How did you meet Amy?
Oh, my God. This right out of the gate. You know what? We don't know. That's the fucking funny thing. It's because, like, we went from like 0 to 60 or whatever. Like, I remember seeing her in LA and I remember seeing her in New York, but we can't really fully remember how we met. It's very disturbing. We can't remember. I figure something in the black lady comedy world at some point, but we actually do not remember. We've tried to excavate it many a time and we can't remember. We have Alzheimer's towards that.
You've worked together, yes?
Yes, but we knew each other before that.
Because, okay,
honestly, like, when I was going out for Insecure, like, my agent was like, call Amy. And then I was just like, sure. And then I didn't do it. And so a week later, Amy was just like, Grace, are you going out for Insecure? And I was like, yeah, I think they sent my stuff over there. She's like, why did you call me? So we already knew each other by that point. But we do not remember.
Okay.
I think she'll say the same.
Oh. Do you have a guess as to how long you've known each other?
Yeah.
I would say between 7 and 8 years. 7 or 8. Do I have to say a definite
yeah.
number?
No. Oh.
Let's go with eight.
Great. Have you guys traveled together? And if so, what is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh, yes. We have traveled together a few times. We've gone to little places like Palm Springs. And then we've gotten to big places like we went to Portugal and Barcelona and Paris. Together. So we've traveled together quite a bit. And I would say Lisbon. Lisbon was our favorite place that we went together. It was like very cute cobblestone streets. We were like walking up and down the lanes. All the people were so nice to us. Like, black folks, go to Portugal. Because guess what? They love us there. Like, they really, there was like a mural of Tupac. And I was like, ooh, making me feel welcome. Right.
In Portugal? Away.
Yes, girl. Like, they had a mural of Tupac and Biggie. And I was just like, oh, they just want to let us know that that they like us. Right from the beginning. But yeah, I think our favorite travel experience would be Lisbon. Mm-hmm.
Did anything in particular happen in Lisbon?
Yes. I mean, it was just bizarre. Like, okay, maybe. All right. So maybe our favorite. Okay. So we went to Lisbon and then we also went to Porto. So I think probably the best story that we have is from Porto, because in Porto, you go on like this wine tour. So like they pick you up from Porto and they drive you out like 2 hours to go to a wine place. And we bonded very much about like this one woman that was in the van that was just like the worst example of an American ever. Like she was like from the middle of the country somewhere. And like, she would just ask the most offensive questions. So she was just like, is it safe to drink the water? Like, can you drink the water? Boy. And then the woman is like, yeah, we drink water here in Portugal. Like, she was being so obnoxious. And so we like banded together with a tour guide to hate her or whatever. And then when she got dropped off, like, she gave all of us a hug and she's like, you're my favorite Americans. So
I love that.
I love that the tour guide's like, these Americans, these ones are nice.
Yeah. And she had such dumb questions. Like, we were at the train station. She's like, where does this train like go somewhere? Or is this just the station? And we were just like, bitch, the train goes places. Where do you think we are? Like, it was really funny, but
I want to live in a world where I think some trains go places and some trains don't.
Just stay right there in the station. But yeah, I think that.
Well, some stations are abandoned.
True. But that one did not look abandoned. Like, there was literally a train in the station.
There's like people getting that on and off. Moved. Someone in Portuguese is like, we are commuting. And she's like, where does this train move?
Yeah. Like, it was giving like, I'm from Kansas. And I was just like, how do you start as an American in Portugal of all places? You think that the first place like somebody basic would go is like Paris or something like that. But she was in Porto and she just had so many questions and about how Portugal was different than America.
That's fine.
I want to meet her. Okay, what is your favorite thing about Amy?
Okay. My favorite thing about Amy is that she is, she works very, very, very hard, but she's also very, very giving. So, like, she's got a million projects going, but she like has this like mentorship program of like young writers that she like mentors. And she is definitely like a person. She'll read something. She's so supportive as a friend. And I think that that's just like a beautiful thing about her. Like, a lot of people who are as busy as she is just like they want to kind of like shut the door behind them. But she is really a person that likes to open the door for other people. So she's brought so many like writers of color up through her mentorship. And I think that that's just like such a beautiful thing about her that I really do admire.
Aww. That's amazing.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you had to guess, what would you say Amy's favorite thing is about you?
Huh. I would think that Amy's favorite thing about me is, I think she would say the same. I think she would say that I'm a very supportive friend. I think that she would say that I've always got her back almost to a fault. Like, I'll be like, if she fell, it's just like, she fell so gracefully. It was beautiful. Girl, get it. You know what I'm saying? Like ask any of the writers from the Insecure room. It was disgusting. She'd just walk in the room and I'd be like, oh my God, there's my friend Amy. Isn't she glowing? She's so perfect. Like, I gas her the fuck up whenever I get an opportunity. Because, you know, I just value her. You know, I came from New York, you know, where I was living for so many years. And so to have like just a really solid friend in LA. I never take that for granted because, you know, it's kind of hard to make friends here. So, you know,
it's so hard.
Yeah. Nobody talks to each other like that.
Sure don't. I do like that you like compliment her. I feel like we don't do that enough as people. We don't compliment each other enough. Like someone's wearing something cute, tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially in this, you know, pandemic world, we are all so disconnected from one another. So mm-hmm. like if there's any way that you could just make a connection to another human being and make them feel a little good for a minute, like why not do it? You know? So, you know, that's my friend that I talk to the most. So I always want to make sure that she's like feeling good and happy, you know. She's like I said, she's very busy. So I was just like, girl, you are doing it. You are, you know, just in case she's feeling anything, I just want to be as supportive as I can. So I think that's what she would say. We'll see.
Support is not just for breasts.
I know.
So what
she might say something like, oh, my favorite thing about Grace is her big old titties. I don't know what she'll say. But we'll see. We'll see at the end of this whole thing.
Nicole kind of said that about me yesterday when someone asked us, we did a live show and someone asked if we switched bodies. What's the first thing you would do? And she said, I would honk on those big old titties. And I was like, I would go find you.
And that thought never occurred to me. Never.
Well, that's hilarious. Well,
that's it. I woke up. I'm now Sashir. I live that life.
No questions in my head.
No
about
questions.
This is it. This is reality.
We Freaky Friday'd.
I'd learn your lines. I'd do your shows. I'd fulfill your obligations. I'd make sure you were well fed. I would take care of your body.
You would be the best Sashir that she could be.
No questions asked. I would never figure it out. Okay, so what is something that you do that drives Amy crazy?
What is something that I do that drives Amy crazy? Oh, I think I would say I cut a lot of jokes out of our podcast.
Why?
Why? Because you know what? It's like we're a new podcast and sometimes I'm just like worried, like we say wild shit. Cause you know, sometimes, you know, I'm sure you guys feel this, like, you know, when you're on the podcast, you're like just with your friends. So you say like wild shit because you're just sitting there with your friend. And sometimes I forget, oh shit, like other people have to hear this. So I think it does drive her crazy because it's usually something I said or whatever, cause I have a wild fucking mouth. And so I just let it loose when I'm in person. And so I forget that, like, oh, you know, maybe I should not say Elon Musk is my nigga. Like, maybe I shouldn't say that. You know, like,
should
maybe
we cut that in here or should we,
yeah, should we cut that out? Do you want that in here? Wait, you like Elon Musk?
No, I don't. But I was addressing him and I called him my nigga and I was just like, that's not really what I should be calling Elon Musk.
Well, you could. He is African American.
He's an African American. But yeah, but I
wait,
but,
where's that from? What,
he's
why did
South
you say that?
African. He's African American.
Oh. He's
isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It is wild. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that has been because she always wants to keep all the funny stuff in. And I was just like, no, but I said something crazy. And so, yeah, I would think that would be the thing that would drive her crazy. Yeah.
Fair. So, Sashir, you didn't even know you were supporting a black business by buying a Tesla.
From a strong African-American male that's a billionaire. He's been to space. Oh, you know, I'm so proud of him. I thought Mae Jamison was the only one that went to space, but turns out
he there too. My good friend, Elion.
Why are we talking about these accomplishments? Another black man in space.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's because he's black. That's the reason why.
Right.
We just don't want to give him his due.
Yikes.
Yeah, see, this is what the type of shit I would cut out of our podcast.
I mean, we could cut it out if you like.
No, it's okay.
It's funny.
It's fine.
Switching gears, what is something that that Amy does that drives you crazy?
What's something Amy does that drives me crazy. I don't know. I love my friend so much. This is hard. This is hard. What does she do that drives me crazy? I don't know. We do have very different ways of being in the world. Like she is extremely, extremely structured. And I'm sort of like more loosey-goosey. Like, you know, when we even give like notes on things or whatever, she's just like time code 11, 27 and 10 seconds to 11, 27 and 13 seconds. We would like to cut that out. And I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like around like 11. Like we just, I don't know, make this less that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that I'm just like more of a sort of right brain, like, I don't know, like unstructured person. And I think because she's structured, maybe that drives her crazy about me. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Wait. Mm-hmm. What drives her crazy? Or is what I mean drives me crazy about her?
No. What's something Amy does that drives you crazy?
Me crazy. I brought it back to myself. See? It's really hard for me to criticize my friend. So yeah, I guess sometimes it doesn't drive me crazy, but if there was anything that I could say about my friend, I was just like, sometimes I wish that we could be more spontaneous as friends. Ah. So like, I do wish, I was like, oh, well, like I'm used to like a New York lifestyle again. So like when I used to get off of work in New York, I'd just have friends that I would just text, let's go for a drink after work, or like, let's just do something now. And there wasn't a lot of planning that was required. But I feel like sometimes with Amy, I feel like I have to like book her in advance. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't drive me crazy. I like respect that as part of her personality because we're different. But at the same time, if I could change anything, I would say, oh, like, could we just like one night, just one day in the morning, I'm like, let's meet for a drink. And she's like, okay, let's do it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that would be
fun. So you wish Amy would meet for more morning cocktails.
Well, not morning, but like, you know, say a text her in the morning. But yeah, morning cocktail.
A drink could be a coffee.
You know?
I'm kidding.
A cocktail in the morning is not bad. A mimosa is a morning cocktail.
I love a mimosa. Hold the orange juice.
That's just champagne, girl, but I respect it. I know. Just give me the bottle. Take it to the head.
Okay. So here's a question. Which of you, between you and Amy, would do better on the CBS television series entering its 29th season, Survivor?
Oh,
I have no
definitely
idea what season they are.
Like, definitely, good. Amy, 1,000%. Oh. Like, I would like give up right away. Like, I'd be like, take me back home to, like, I don't even camp. Like, camping to me makes no fucking sense, because I was just like, okay, we have the technology for homes and plumbing and shit. Like, why would I want to be outside amongst the nature and the animals and the bugs? So I feel like Amy would have more stick to shoes. She would strategize or whatever. And then I would just be like, you know what? I'm here now and I'm realizing that this is not for me. So can we fire up the helicopter and take me back? Take me back to base camp. I think I'm gonna not go anymore. I think I'm gonna tap out. So yeah, Amy for
that
sure.
Makes sense.
Amy for
yeah.
sure.
Okay. What do you hope that you both are doing 20 years from now?
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's sweet. Yeah, I hope that we are. Let's see, 20 years from now. I hope that we're like early retired, you know, and that we're still friends and that we go on vacations together. Maybe we have a couple of next door houses in Palm Springs and I can totter over to her house for a couple of sugar. you know, I don't think either of us really want kids, so there ain't going to be no children around. So we'll just be like old fabulous ladies with like some pool boys to service us, you know, or maybe we just, you know, swap out the pool boys every so often to get some new blood in there. I hope that we've both run our own shows that we are really proud of, and that we feel a lot of career satisfaction. And we've got Emmys and Oscars and Tonys, and we've both EGOTed. Yeah, so I hope, I hope that we are just like successful bad bitches with no worries. And anything that we do at that point is just because we want to do it, not for money. That's what I hope.
I love that.
I love it. You got it. Old in Palm Springs.
Yes.
You better work.
That is a morning cocktail. Yeah. I mean, it's nice, right? Mountains and shit. You know, it's hot, but it's cool.
I want to back up to the first question. We don't know when you guys met, but do you remember when, was there a moment when you were like, oh, she's more than like a coworker / kind of friend?
Ooh,
like this
question.
Is what this is now. We're getting deep. We're getting deep underneath the surface.
Yeah. So I remember one time, I think I was working for you, Nicole. And I remember like we went out to drinks one night after the room. And I was just, and I remember just hearing her talk about Insecure and like how confident she felt there. And I was just like, I need like a shot of that confidence. Like, this girl, like she knows her gifts and she feels very grounded in them. And I had not gotten there yet. So I was just like, yeah, this is a girl that every time I come to LA, I'm going to hang out with this girl. So I remember that as a moment of like, I'm going to make this person a priority in my life, like whenever I'm here. And then the moment when we were friends, probably happened when we were working at Insecure. We just started going on lot walks together. So we were just like at lunchtime after we ate, we would just go and just walk around the lot down in Manhattan Beach. And then we would just chit chat, and we just got really, really close on that show. So that is when we became as close as we are now. But yeah, that drinks at Salt's Cure, I remember, was where I was just like, oh, I fuck with her. She's like cool and confident, and she makes me laugh. And I was just like, oh, this is a bitch that I'm gonna keep up with it. Cause you know, I'm an introverted person. So I only have energy for but so many people before I get exhausted. So I was just like, so for me to like say that, I was just like, oh, okay, all right, this is one of the people that I will continue to follow up with.
So. I love that.
Me too. What is this Salt's Cure place?
It's like a place that's on Highlands, I think. They have really good breakfast and brunch, but you know, they have a little happy hour situation. So
okay.
I think that's what we met up for. I think it was a night cocktail.
A little nightcap, if you will.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, that's my first time I remember being like, oh, she's cool. I like her. So I gotta keep up with her. I'll text her from time to time. And when she's in New York, or when I'm here, I'm going to make sure I see her.
I love that.
And the rest is history.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Is in the history books. Okay. Well, now we're going to interview Amy.
Okay.
And then we're going to see if your answers align. If they don't align, you have to end your friendship today.
Yeah, no. Fair.
They align.
This is very high stakes.
Very.
Oh, extremely.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, I have confidence in us.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs. Or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Okay, Amy, we got questions for you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, hopefully I've got answers.
How did you and Grace meet?
Well, we actually don't know. We all, like, we always try and talk about like how we met, and it's like, I don't really remember. But I told her recently that I actually think we met through you, Nicole. I think we had a brunch in West Hollywood at Hugo's, and we invited a bunch of friends, and I think that's where I met her, but I don't know for sure. All I know is that we were in New York at the same time, and I was speaking at an event, and they wanted another speaker, and I was like, oh, my friend Grace. And they're like, how do you know Grace? And I was like, I don't know, but I have her email and I'm going to invite her. So we spoke at this event in New York and then we were friends for real, real friends.
Do you remember the time that you were like, this is my best good friend. This is more than just a normal friendship.
Oh, on Insecure. Like when she started working on the show with me, she was like my work wife. And there was a day, or I was hers, either way. It was simultaneous love. There's a day that I was late to the room, and when I entered the Zoom, it was on Zoom, and she was like, there's my perfect friend, Amy, and the whole room went, ugh. And I was like, I'm like so happy that we have had each other. It was beautiful.
That's so funny. Aww. I do remember that brunch at Hugo's. I got a pasta papa, and it's one of my favorite dishes.
Oh, my God. I haven't been to Hugo's in ages, and the food's so good.
So good. It's noodles with, like,
sounds great.
Parmesan.
Yum.
And butter.
Yes.
And, like, sausage.
Okay.
And egg. And bacon. Egg?
Okay, yes. This took a turn that I like.
It's a breakfast pasta.
It's a breakfast pasta.
It is so fucking good.
I'm in. I'm going to go. I'm going to go back.
What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh, easy. Portugal. Grace and I have traveled together a lot, but I think Portugal was our best trip because it was right before the pandemic. And she had been telling us for months, like this group of girlfriends that we travel together a lot. And she was like, Portuguese are the best people on the planet. And anything would go wrong. And she'd be like, the Portuguese would never. Anything goes wrong. She's like, Portugal would never. And we're like, okay, let's fucking go to Portugal then. So then we went and it was for New Year's. We like did kind of like a Spain, Portugal, little pit stop in Paris and then back home. And it was like, ooh, like a fun holiday trip or whatever. But when we were in Portugal, it was like an otherworldly experience because Grace got sick and the Portuguese people that we met were like falling over themselves to help her. Like she was like, I have a bit of a cold. I'm not going to be drinking much. And our host at the restaurant went and got her from cold medicine from a pharmacy. And then she was like, I want a hot toddy because my throat's sore. And the bartender's like, never heard of that drink. What is it? And we told them the ingredients. He's like, I will make it. And we're like, wait, what? And we're like, you don't have to. She's like, I'll just have tea. And he's like, no, I love learning new things and I want to learn this drink. And he found the ingredients or maybe went and bought those too and made this delicious cocktail for her. And we were all like, wow, this was incredible. It was like we were in a space land where Black women were the most important beings. And we received all of the joy of that. It was so surreal. It was crazy.
That sounds amazing.
We gotta go to Portugal now.
Yeah. We should all be in Portugal. Like literally. Yeah. Let's stop this pod. Go there right now. It's so good. Right
now. Get on Delta. Fly right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Delta. Sure.
What airline do you like?
Wait. I thought. Wait. I must be wrong. I thought Delta was the one that there was poop in a bag. No.
There was poop in a blanket on my Delta flight. But Delta gave me my closer to my half hour special.
Okay.
Delta treats me right. Delta now calls me from the gate as I'm exiting the lounge. She's a diamond diva. They treat me right. What is your preferred airline?
Beautiful. Well, it's usually Delta. I was just shocked that you said that. I was like, wait, are they good to you? And they are. It sounds like they are. They've made right for the wrongs. I was American Airlines until they broke my suitcase.
They broke your suitcase?
It's because they fly to Dallas. My family's in Dallas. So it's like they have the most flights. And then I went on an international flight and I took it off the plane and the suitcase, the wheel was off. And I was like, and so I reported it like 2 days later. And they're like, you've passed the maximum amount of time that you can wait before reporting it. We do not accept liability. And I was like, but it was y'all. It was
you
on your airline. You took my wheel. And they were like, there's no way you can prove that. And I was like, well, I'll never fly you again.
And they were like, who cares?
Yeah, they were like, we don't know you, ma'am. This email has been deleted. So I don't fly them often. If I can avoid it, I don't go on American. So I'm usually bouncing between Delta and United, which are both fine.
Mm-hmm. I had an incident at United, but we don't have to get into that. Amy, what's your favorite thing about Grace?
My favorite thing about Grace, how supportive she is. She's extremely supportive and kind. And I don't see myself as much of a negative self-talker, but there are times where I do, you know, and I don't realize I'm doing it. And she's always like, I'm going to pause right there because you said this and that is not true. And I'm like, wow, it's just so wonderful how supportive she is. And then I also really love her smile and her laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that is nice.
She's a sweetie.
If you had to guess, what do you think Grace's favorite thing is about you?
If I had to guess, I would say, I don't know. This could be her least favorite thing about me or her most favorite, but my ability to schedule. Like to be scheduled and like not scheduling, but the fact that I'm like, if we make plans, they are made. Like, I'm like, this is happening. This is happening. I'm very Virgo. So I think it can be negative. So I might say it again in a moment, but I would say, I think that I am loyal and it shows up in how I make plans and how I make sure we're showing up for each other.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So is there something that you do
that drives Grace crazy?
Well, here it is. It's that I'm so scheduled. I would say at the, and I feel like I'm like in a job interview where it's like, what's your worst trait? And I'm like, also my best, my perfectionism. But yeah. I think I'm someone who, like, when we're on a Zoom, like working together, I will like type into the chat, I have a heart out in 5 minutes, leaving in one, and then I just leave. I'm like on a schedule, and I'm like, my life is just like scheduled. And so I'm very like, gotta go. And I think sometimes I can be a little like, okay, I have to go, like at, like out of nowhere. And, and I feel like it's not extremely polite. And I worry that that really annoys her, but it's not a sign that I don't care. It's just a sign that I'm over scheduled.
I respect.
I mean, at least you give people a warning.
I do. Yeah. I give a warning.
I respect that I have a heart out in five and leave in one. It's like, I thought we had 10 more minutes. No, you did not.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Keep him guessing.
I've done it a few times and I'm like, I wonder if that annoys her. It's when it's like a meeting when there are lots of people talking, not when it's just Grace and me, but when it's like a lot of people in a meeting and I'm like, okay, I gotta go. If it's just her and me, I'll just say it with my words in my mouth.
What is something that Grace does that drives you crazy?
Yes, if it's not evident, she is an Aries. I'm a Virgo. I am hyper scheduled. She is very loose on a schedule. And so sometimes it does. It's hard for me to adapt to that. And to be honest, I kind of don't. I'm very like, I gotta go. So maybe it's a good thing. But I will say sometimes the Aries vibe, which also makes for a really fun hang, there are times where I'm like, I've got to get back to my Virgo nature of just being on the clock. Yeah.
Okay. Here's
I can't tell if I'm doing well.
Well, that's
and
thing.
You won't know until the end.
We don't want you to know until to the very very end.
Okay.
Okay. So, have you heard of the television series? It's on CBS. It's called Survivor. It's in its 37th season.
I have heard of it. Yes. Okay. I've never seen it.
Who do you think would do better? Based on the premise of Survivor, you or Grace?
Oh, neither of us. Like, her luxury bags would get her nowhere. And I'm a planner, but, like, execution, like, in terms of surviving, like, I think they're, like, in the woods and they have to, like, make their own food. Neither of us cook. They have to sew clothes. Like, I don't know what they do, but I think they're, like, on a deserted island and have to, like, completely make do. And I'm like, no, I have no skill. Like in a zombie apocalypse, I am being left behind. The only smart thing I've ever done in my life is print directions, how to drive from my home in LA to my parents' house, just in case the grid goes down. I have printed directions case. And they're in my car at all times. That's the only thing that might even remotely recommend me to Survivor. But beyond that, bitch, I got nothing. I am very useless when under duress.
Should I print out directions on how to get to my sister in case of a zombie apocalypse?
I feel like, oh, I won't know how to go. I'll be like, gotta go east, and then I'll get confused. So I don't know. Maybe print some directions. I also have a bottle of water in my car.
Okay.
That's what I've got. That's what I'm working with. But I don't know if that will help on Survivor because my car won't be there.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, none of the things you've prepped will be there once you do Survivor.
No. I feel like we would both die. That's not what happens. People don't die. They get sent home.
No, they won't let you die.
We'd both be sent home.
I was just talking with some friends about, I guess, prepping. Like, in case of... dire times and
not
like they're like we're like looking at land and like could we potentially farm on this land one day and like be safe in a like post-apocalyptic world. And I was like, should I be thinking about this right now?
No,
maybe.
Here's the thing, post-apocalyptic means past or after something. I'm not here for it.
I hope
to go with the apocalypse. I don't want to be here for it. Post-apocalypse, I went with the apocalypse.
Yeah, the apocalypse happened. I am gone.
I went with it.
I'm like, not last man on earth
enough as is now. Yeah. And we want to add like making it harder. Yeah, I'm not farming for my needs.
No.
Are you kidding?
See? Survivor not surviving.
I'm yeah. Like, no, not. At least on the television show, you get to go home. But a post-apocalyptic world, you got to keep living in this shit.
No, thank you.
No.
That's not ideal. No.
I'll just curl up outside and let the, you know, ozone get me or whatever. Let the ozone get me. Just like, it's fine. We can end here.
All right. Hopefully the apocalypse won't hit by then, but what do you hope that you're both doing 20 years from now?
Holy shit. I don't know. 20 years from now, I don't know. Maybe we'll have a little lady commune somewhere. Mm-hmm. We'll just like have a bunch of houses on the same street and like meet up to watch Selling Sunset season 26, you know? Like, I think personal wise, I think we'll still be taking trips. I think we'll still, you know, text or whatever. We'll be texting then, whatever texts are. TikTok. I don't know what it'll be then. We'll be doing that. professional wise, or maybe not. I mean, you know, Elon Twitter might take it all from us. So who can say? Professionally in 20 years, I don't know, retired? Like, this is exhausting. So I'll be teaching screenwriting at UCLA. I actually really love teaching screenwriting, and I've taught at UCLA, and so it would be kind of a nice way to go out into the sunset.
Is this your formal
retirement
inquiry? Your formal what is it called when you ask for a job?
I want to say bid, but I don't think that's right.
I was like, letter of engagement? That's not right.
We haven't been in the real world in a while. Like, I don't know.
To get a job, I go on an audition.
Yeah, audition. No.
Is this your formal
interview? No.
Interview?
Request.
Letter of intent? Did you already say that?
I did say that, but I don't think that's right either.
Your formal ask for the job.
Yeah, is this your formal?
Are you formally asking for the job?
Oh my God, people listening are going to be like, these people are so...
They're going to know the word immediately. They're screaming it in their car in traffic.
Kimmy said inquiry? I don't think that's it. Like a formal inquiry for a job?
Is this your
formal... A formal submission?
Ooh. The job? I like submission. It might be that, but to answer the question, no. It's my informal one. But I think Grace, work-wise, will be in a movie. In 20 years, she will be in a movie doing some sort of like, you know, what's the Napa Valley, Napa Wine show with like their movie with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
I think it was just called Wine Country.
Wine Country, yeah. It was like Napa Valley. Wine Country, yeah. Doing a Wine Country type movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that wraps up the Q&A portion of this.
Whoa.
Now we are going to be joined by Grace.
Oh my God.
And we are going to compare and contrast your questions to see if you can remain friends.
I am nervous. I just got nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Okay, well, we asked, how did you two meet? Grace said, we don't know. Remember seeing each other in LA and New York, something in the Black lady comedy worlds, but neither of us remember. We've known each other for 8-ish years. Grace said you guys became best friends when you guys went out for drinks at Salt's Cure. And Grace heard
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Grace heard you talk about Insecure and how confident she was in her gifts and abilities. And Grace wasn't there yet. So Grace decided to be intentional and prioritize Amy. They bonded going on walks while working on Insecure.
This is true. This is true. I didn't say that part, but that was so true.
And then Amy said, we don't know.
So yay!
You connected on that.
We win. I'm giving points.
Not yet. There's more questions. Okay. All right. Okay. But Amy recently told her that you guys met through me at Hugo's in West Hollywood. Right? Amy thinks that's how they met. Okay. But the earliest memory is when they spoke at an event in New York.
Oh, yeah. We did speak at an event in New York because you invited me to speak there, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Then you became best friends while working on Insecure. You were each other's work wives. There was a day when Amy was late to the room and Grace said when she logged on to the Zoom, there's my perfect friend, Amy. And the room was like, ew. And it was beautiful.
1,000%. Yeah. That
I always forget about that Salt's Cure. I always forget about that. But yeah, that was a beautiful night.
Yeah, we went to cocktails and I was just like, oh my goodness. Like she has like some confidence that I did not yet have.
I was faking it until I make it, girl.
But it was real good fake because I was just like, I need someone in my life with confidence.
Oh, so that's so nice.
I need to borrow some. Just like a cup of confidence for me, please.
We asked, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? Mm-hmm. Grace said, we traveled a few times. Palm Springs, Portugal, Barcelona, Paris. But Lisbon was their favorite.
Yes.
Cute cobblestone streets. Everyone's so nice. Love the murals. But the best story is from Porto. They went on a wine tour and they bonded over this woman being a terrible example of an American.
Yes, that's true. That did happen.
And they bonded with their tour guide over hating this person.
It's so true. My story's from the same trip, but different story. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Amy also said Portugal and they travel a lot together, but this is the best one. They went for New Year's. It was otherworldly. Grace got sick. And the Portuguese were falling all over themselves to help her. The waiter went to the pharmacy to get medicine for her.
Yes, he was so
and
nice.
Learned how to make a hot toddy for her. Mm-hmm. And it was a special place where Black women are the most important beings.
Yes, 1,000%. We felt so loved over there. But yeah, it was crazy. I might have had COVID. I don't know. But because it was
fortunate. Because if she had it, we would have all gotten it. We were with her the whole time.
That's true. You probably would have caught it. But you know, that was the Alpha strain. That wasn't as contagious as Delta. Oh. So who knows? And we each did have our own room. So
this is true.
You never know. And we were outside a lot. But
she wants to have COVID so bad.
No, because then if I had it.
I was one of the first.
I was the alpha of the alpha.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. But if I had it, you see, I am so afraid of it now. still, even though I'm vaccinated and everything. So if I had it, then part of me is just like, oh, I had it and I lived. I was
okay. Oh, yes. I see.
Like, I get it. It's blanket. It's just a nice thing to tell the brain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice thing to tell the brain. Yeah, you can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our next question was, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Grace said, Amy works hard, but is also very giving. Amy has so many projects going on, but she also mentors young writers. She will read something for you and is really supportive. She wants to open the door behind her. Amy said, she's so supportive, extremely supportive and kind. Amy said that she can occasionally negative self-talk and Grace always stops her and corrects her. Amy also loves Grace's smile and laugh.
Oh my God, I said you might love my titties, but thank you.
Oh my God, I haven't seen them in a long time. We're always on Zoom.
I know, it's true. They do sit below the Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You
gotta lift them up.
Well, girl, as I get older, you know, they're hidden.
They will not be lifting today.
It's gonna take a crane to lift these babies up now.
Just angle it lower.
There we go. Oh, now I remember. I like her titties. I forgot. Just remember.
And then we asked, what is your friend's favorite thing about you? Grace said she would say the same as what Grace.
That she would say I'm supportive. I think that's what I said.
Grace said she's a supportive friend. Grace gasses Amy up. So supportive that it probably annoyed the other insecure writers. We established this. This is true. Grace doesn't take Amy for granted. It's hard to make friends. And Grace wants Amy feeling good and happy.
Thanks.
And then Amy said, Amy's ability to schedule. Amy makes things happen and keeps it. Amy is loyal in how she makes plans and shows up.
Yes, it's very true. I would say yes. I do love that about you.
Thank you. I love that about you, too.
I like these affirmations.
We get to keep our podcast so far.
I know, so far.
We're not.
But, I mean, I feel like the last two questions are the ones that could cause some conflict.
I know, we'll see. But I like notes, so I want to hear my notes. Pretty. And okay. Tell me what I got to work on.
Yeah. Okay, so we asked, what's something that you do that drives your friend crazy? Grace said, I cut a lot of jokes out of our podcast.
She sure does. It drives me nuts. I'm always like, Grace is fucking funny. And she's like, I don't know if I should say this and the industry will hate me. And I'm like, no, don't laugh. Like, she does.
I mean, yeah, you just said it. Amy wants to keep it. Grace wants to cut it.
I don't
find
it.
And then the thing that Amy does that drives Grace crazy is Amy is so scheduled. When they're on a Zoom working, Amy will let you know she's a hard out in 5 and leave a 1. Amy's very scheduled and doesn't think it's extremely polite.
Yeah, sometimes I worry because I'm always gotta go.
No, I don't. But I like know you now, so I don't take offense to it.
That's just
my friend. She she likes to keep the trains on time and she has a lot going on, so it doesn't offend me. No.
Bless you, friend. Thanks.
No, that's good. We asked, what is something your friend does that drives you crazy? And Grace said that Amy does have very different ways of being in the world. Amy is extremely structured and Grace is more loosey-goosey. Grace is more right-brained and unstructured. And Amy's more left-brained and it might drive Amy crazy.
It's the opposite brains, actually. left brain is the unstructured one.
Right brain is
the creativity.
No, right is the creativity.
Was creativity.
Right brain is creativity.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got it wrong. Okay.
Damn, Amy.
Wow, you roasted me, so you tried to come for me.
I was like, you didn't even get your loosey goosiness right, but you did.
Yeah.
And then we figured out that Grace misinterpreted the question and was again saying something that she does that drives Amy crazy. Yeah. And then she corrected herself and said, Grace is naturally protecting of a friend.
Yeah, so Grace wishes that you guys could be more spontaneous as friends. So it drives her crazy that she can't be spontaneous with Amy. Grace respects it, but if she could change anything, it would be more morning cocktails.
No, what I was saying is that, like, I don't know. I have a friend in New York where I could just, like, text her and be like, let's go out tonight. But I don't always feel like I can do that with you.
This
and
is true.
And I understand it, but if I could change something.
No, I said, I agree. And I went, oh my God, because I'm like, oh my God, the number one of the top notes I get when dating. It's like guys are always like spontaneous on apps and stuff. They're like, I love being spontaneous. I'm like, left swipe. I'm like, I'm literally spontaneity is not my thing. I'm a stick in the mud.
No, it's okay. You're not stick in the mud. I just think that, yeah, I feel like you keep a very tight schedule. So sometimes I will be like, oh, it's Saturday morning. I wonder if Amy, I was like, she probably does have something going on. So I won't bother to even text.
I'm sorry. Well, you can always bother me. At the worst, okay. I'll just be like, I got something. Never. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But actually, I really like knowing that because sometimes, well, it is something that I think of that sometimes people don't invite me to a lot of things because I'm never available. And I'm like, I find out things are happening. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that was a possibility. And I'm like, well, they didn't invite me because I would have said no. But sometimes you want to be invited even if you say no.
I know. Okay, I'll try it and see what happens.
Okay. Let's try it. We'll see what happens. Exactly. We'll see what happens.
Oh no, what'd she say about me now?
Amy said, Grace is on a very loose schedule. It can be hard for her to adapt to that. The Aries vibe, which makes her a fun hang. But Amy has to get back to her Virgo nature of being right on the clock.
So we said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We asked, which of you would do better on the television series on CBS called Survivor? Grace said, definitely Amy, 1,000%.
Oh, wow.
Because Grace would just give right up right away. Take Grace back home. She doesn't camp. Camping makes no sense. We have the inside. Grace would want to tap out.
I love Amy, that answer.
You know me, bitch. Like, camping is like a hotel without room service.
I would never camp by choice. Never.
No. I mean, I'm right there with you. I don't think camping is fun. Amy said, neither. Grace's luxury bags will get her nowhere. And Amy is a planner in terms of surviving, but neither of them cook. Amy has no skills. No good under duress.
I love that you think I could do it. I cannot camp. I cannot cook. I don't want to shower outside.
I know. I mean, I feel like both of us might do poorly, but I feel like out of the two of us, you would definitely do better because you'd be like, okay, we're going to organize everybody. Okay, you do the cooking because I can't do it. And, you know, I feel like you would produce it because, like, Amy is a really great producer and a director. So I feel like she would have a plan and she would organize people to do the things that she couldn't. Whereas I would just get there and I'd be like, wait, I have to sleep where?
Yeah,
bye-bye.
That's my thing is I'd be like, lie down there. And you know, I would produce during the day, but once it hit night, I'd be like, okay, so I'm out. The money ain't enough. I gotta go home. I love that you believed in me, though.
Yeah. I think out of the two of us, you would I would die immediately. I feel like it's too cold. Oh no, I'm going to give myself over to the waves.
She's like, I have COVID.
Okay, I died.
We asked, what do you hope you're both doing in 20 years? Grace said that she hopes that they're early retired and they're still friends and they go on vacations together. Maybe they have homes in Palm Springs and they'll just be old, fabulous ladies with lovely pool boys.
Yes.
And Grace wants both of them to be running their own shows that they're proud of and have work satisfaction. And they both have EGOTs.
Oh my God. Yes, EGOT. I love this. Name and
claim. I gave you an EGOT, girl.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I love that. Okay, we both have EGOTs. Oh, I'm so excited. Very doable. Will happen. I love it.
Yes.
Manifest
it. And then Amy said pretty much the same thing. Maybe a little lady commune somewhere. We have a bunch of houses on the same street and we meet up to watch Selling Sunset season 26.
Yes.
They'll still be taking trips together. They'll still be texting, whatever version of texting is happening at that point in time. Maybe Amy will be teaching screenwriting at UCLA. Grace Aww. Will be in a movie like Wine Country. Ooh. And that's it.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
I love that.
Surveys in. Y'all are friends.
I love that.
You guys did it.
I was so nervous. And actually, wow, we are carbon copies of each other.
We are. Answers. Yeah, we're still together. That makes me happy.
Thank God. Like, this was the test.
This could have been waiting to do one of these where I'm like, I guess you guys can't continue this friendship.
You don't know each other at all. It's never happened.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, wow. Well,
everyone's a real
best
friend,
not kind of friends. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, kind of friends would be cool. And then they decide if they can be best friends.
Like, it's like the ultimatum for friendship.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Are you being upgraded from acquaintance to friends?
That's funny. And then you spend a week being best friends to see if you want to continue the friendship.
Like, you have to go to three brunches together. See if the conversation keeps flowing.
Get Nick Lachey on the horn. We got an idea.
I love it.
Yo, the ultimatum, what chaos.
I'm chaotic. Episode 3. It is wild. Alexis is a perfect person. She's so funny to me. Sashir, have you watched it yet? Uh-uh. There is two scenes that are truly incredible where Alexis is like, I think Kobe and I could be together. And Colby's like, no, not at all. And she was like, what do you mean? I reject you. And then the next day she's like, we haven't talked about it, but like, I think we belong together. And he's like, bitch, I told you last night.
She was
like, how dare you? And then she brings it up later. And I was like, this shouldn't be called the ultimatum. It should be called, I will travel to embarrass myself and my loved ones on camera.
My God. But you know what bums me out the most? Like that first episode, like all the women are just like, he needs to marry me because I cook and I clean and mm-hmm. I do the laundry. And I was just like, is this 1954, bitch? Like, why are you signing up to take care of grown men? I was just like, is he looking for a wife or a nanny?
Yeah.
So that part was just like, oh no, the next generation, they are not going forward. They're going back.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Seems as such.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'll watch.
That's it. We did it. You're friends.
We did it.
Well, thank you. This was very fun.
I'm glad to confirm that
Grace,
we could be friends.
Thank you so much. And if you liked Amy and Grace, they have a podcast called The Antidote. And I was fortunate enough to do an episode and it's delightful. It is chill. It is vibey. It's fun. Yeah, I think you guys have like a really fun, nice, lovely, good vibes podcast.
Thank you so much. Coming from a podcast queen such as yourself.
I know, a queen of multiple podcasts. We will take it. And you were very delightful. I got a lot of wonderful feedback. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. Nicole was so funny.
That's nice.
And a lot of people resonated with your way of clapping back on the internet that you just reframe.
I just give you what you need. If you need to insult me, I'll tell you, I see you, I hear you.
I hear you. Yeah. And Sashir, we coming for that ass. So don't you worry.
Oh, yes, we're trying.
Coming for
you
that
next.
Ass.
You next.
We're trying. We're trying to schedule it.
Get at it.
I'm going to get in there.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So fun. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you guys for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.